Welcome to Rollfair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan. I'm playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden, the somebody.
I'm Kayla, playing Gaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
And I'm Austin, playing Sharu, the Turtle.
I'm Ben, playing Reyna, the Human Ranger.
I'm Sarah. I'm playing Asar, the Fire Genasi Sorcerer.
And I'm Will, attempting to play the combat master that's going to kill you all.
You can try.
Chances are slim.
Chances are slim.
Come so far.
We are invincible.
Doesn't even matter. So last time, the party is continuing their journey in Litigo.
Did we have a long rest?
No. No, you did not.
I know.
We're on a short rest.
No. And
suspend time real quick, and then
is there a bard that can cast short rest?
No.
We just find a guy on the side of the road, and be like, "Hey, are you one of them bard people?
Here's some cocaine.
If we do 10 minutes, wait, how many of these spells made?
Cocaine should count as a short rest.
I'm gonna cast counterspell on the DM.
Okay, which one?
If we have an hour and 10 minutes, I can do
one
something.
One saying no on the short rest.
Well, you guys can use the time you choose to have however you want.
Well, but this chaos is going on in the streets.
The streets are in chaos.
Oh, shoot.
People are dying.
I need a gem.
Exactly. Speaking of the chaos.
Never mind.
We're all invisible.
That's from your staff, right?
Yeah.
Your staff doesn't require that.
Oh.
So.
Because, the staff
it's the component.
Works to,
yay! Mm-hmm.
That's okay. We don't have time. We can't
it's
take a.
Fine.
So. The city is in chaos, as I was trying to explain.
Oh, we know.
So we can loot.
It's
yes.
Yes.
Oh, God. I tried last time. We didn't have time.
Our focus needs more focus.
Yes. Yes, it does. But you have been taken to the keep. Specifically, it is titled... and forgive me if I'm pronouncing this wrong, Fortaleza Natal?
Yeah. Close enough.
The ancient Litigo Keep. And Zindula is taking you up to find Caden Victress, the leader of the Coven of the Silver Cloud here in Litigo. So, while the rest of the city is trying to figure out what's going on with the guards who are attacking civilians, the Red Sands is storming the keep through a secret entrance.
I think it'll work. We're gonna need
a miracle.
Thank you, Max.
You're welcome.
Okay, so as we're going through, I'm going to kind of talk. So there's a slight probability that Caden is, in fact, potentially possessed, like the rest of the ones that we've seen. I would like to try and maybe get him, you know, just cure him of his possession like we did with some of the other people so far, but I don't know if I myself am powerful enough to do it. Is there anyone here that has the protection from good and evil spell as well, or that might be better at casting
what
than I am?
What level is that?
It's
level one.
Or potentially a Bane spell that you might be able to use on Caden so that...
I have Bestow Curse.
Just for the sake of this, the ones that you guys use, like Lesser Restoration and whatnot on, they would have been lower devils.
Well,
probably would need greater restoration on this one.
I technically have, but it's not prepared.
I'm gonna say technically, if it is just, you know, possession, then all good and evil protection for good and evil does is give them advantage on saving and rolling against that later on. Mm-hmm. So like,
no, I get it. Yeah, we'll give it a chance.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know as far as like, because I've been using lesser restoration as just kind of a mechanic to let you roll religion.
Ah.
For something like this, it would probably be greater restoration. We'll still let, you know, protection from good and evil do its thing, but we'll see.
Okay.
Just wanted to give you that forewarning.
I mean, How attached are you to this guy? What if we were to just kill him?
Oh, he's an absolute asshole. If we have to get rid of him, go for it. No, he's been, you know, high in command since I was a kid, and I remember meeting him several times on trips to Jumadi, and he was unbearable then. So yeah, if we have to get rid of him, that's how it is. I just, you know, trying to keep leadership intact, if nothing else.
All right, I will try very hard not to kill him.
Just until I, you know, try to, you know, do the cast protection from good and evil. If that doesn't work, then go ham, you know?
Also, if you recall, I gave you that ability with Shumakali.
Oh, that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so you have that capacity. It's in the Slack.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Because I thought it was something that was going to kind of, like, show up.
Nope. Yeah, I was going to just let you know that you have it and stuff. So, anyway, anything else you're doing there?
Oh, it didn't repeat. Fixing the music.
Fixing the music.
Fixing the music. Sorry, I didn't have it on repeat, so it just stopped.
That's okay.
So we take out this guy, and then what?
Well, I mean, I guess first, before we go in there, I am going to cast Protection from Evil and Good on us, and you were saying that I could do it to three?
Three without concentration.
Without the concentration. So I'm going to choose... I'm going to go with Kaiji... Seth.
I don't need it.
No?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to face that thing possessed.
Okay, so Kaiji...
I wouldn't want to face me possessed either. Thank you.
So, Kaiji on you. Asar for sure. And...
Sheru is a cleric, but can you do all the stuff he needs to do?
No, I didn't.
I'm going back and forth on Sheru or Arden, because Arden seems to be at full strength now, and I know that he can hit heavy when he wants to. Arden,
that's true.
You get it.
It's very hard for me to get possessed.
And then I'll do just the actual concentration cast on myself.
You think that because of the shell or what?
It's because I have a thick skull.
That is true. Okay.
So yeah, while that's on, you can't be possessed. If you are already possessed, then you get advantage on rolls to get unpossessed.
Cool. Creatures also have disadvantage against, like, rolls against you.
Yeah, yep. Aberration, celestial,
right, so it was Asar, Arden, and who?
Asar, Arden, and Mossy, Kaiji. And then I have my own concentration version.
So as you cast those spells and the radiant energy forms around those coming to you, you feel this sudden power come through you that you've never felt before, almost like from a, you know, an otherworldly place. And it just naturally flows from you to those that you're thinking about and you're concerned about most. And you each feel that protection surround you.
Groovy.
Reyna, Anasar goes up and kisses him. Be careful. You have warding bond for an hour.
Okay.
You see me kind of like blush and just like smile a little bit. Like,
do your.
You lose your concentration from this.
Yes.
Do your fable hero pose.
Gods.
So, Zin looks at you and she says, okay, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
I am. I don't know that.
Underwear is clean.
I was born ready.
Do you even wear underwear?
Don't ask questions you don't want the answers to.
Fair enough.
There's our title. So you guys head in. And the entrance into the for Telsia Natal. It's unguarded, and as you enter through, the path quickly becomes haphazard and rough to walk through. It seems that this was once some sort of entrance used by the Latigos from what you can gather, but was destroyed partially during the siege and through time, and has not been well cared for, so it's not a commonly used thing except by those who know of it. As you guys are moving, Zin says, be careful. It can sometimes be hazardous here, and you don't want a rock to hit your head.
First step is a doozy.
I want you all to make either a survival check or an acrobatics check.
That 20.
Whichever one you want. Yes.
I got 29 total. Yeah. On survival. Ooh.
Yeah. If I roll on Brad's mat, does it still count?
I also got a nat 20. What do you know? It's only 21, but... Yeah,
22. Okay.
21. 10.
Acrobatics.
Beautiful.
I used the unicorn dice.
That was your first problem.
All right. Anyone get less than a 12 besides Arden?
I got 12. I meet the DC, right?
You did.
That's great.
You succeeded. I'm surprised you got that low.
She rolled a 3.
Yeah, I did. I'm not.
And that was a plus 5.
One time out.
Okay.
But I got 10.
So as you guys are moving through, you know, all of you are doing really well. Kaiji is a little bit stiff in some places, but she manages to get through. And then Arden is like kind of trying to transform his skin, you know, around certain spots, and he nudges a rock.
Oh no.
And you take
67 points of.
You take 5 points of bludgeoning damage as a small section of rocks just comes pummeling down onto your body. Not too hurt, but
ow.
Need to be more mindful.
Should have counterspelled that.
Shield.
Eventually you snake your way through the rubble, and you find yourselves at the base of a set of stairs that spiral upward into a tower. I want you, whoever is trained in the Arcana skill, I want you to make a roll.
Nope.
What?
He's been faking it this whole time.
That would be so fun.
Oh, come
He's
on.
He's a magic tempo, baby. 19. This magic was just given to him.
Did you roll, Sarah?
I don't have proficiency on Arcana.
Okay. I'm surprised.
I know.
I thought Neither that was do I.
You would have done. So 19?
Mm-hmm. I just fake it.
11.
Perfect. So, Sharu, as you are looking up this and you guys begin to take those first steps, you just notice, like, everyone needs to stop.
Stop! 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 Don't move!
Keep going.
It's trapped, isn't it?
I think so.
The bear in the sky
total
is going to
see?
Tell me. Sharu, what do your total eyes see?
I want you to make, nope, never mind. That was all you needed. So you notice, just from the small glint of arcane energy, that there are wards here that would indicate anyone using this passageway.
There's up here are wards that will notify that the passage is being used. How many wards are there? Can I tell?
There would be pretty much just one down here at the bottom.
Give me one moment, and I cast a spell magic.
Okay. I believe that would just normally do it, so I don't think you have to roll for that.
Cool.
So yeah, you...
Is it the alert spell?
It's a spell?
Yeah, okay. Yes. Yes, it was a spell.
So you cast a spell magic, and that ward vanishes. And you guys are able to proceed forward.
Just be careful. Keep your peepers peepered.
I'm sorry, what?
Sorry, it's from a a person I once.
Jeepers creepers.
It's... Told stories to me. Through video messages.
What's a video?
Hallucination.
Exactly.
That cursed armor is getting to him.
Moving on.
Are you still wearing your cursed armor?
No, it's not. It's in the bag.
Inside check.
He's not sure. He's not wearing his armor.
No, he's good. So as you climb the stairs, you get to the top, and you are in a narrow hallway, about 10 feet, 20 feet deep, 10 feet wide altogether, and you see it's very dark. But you see some faint, glowing red sigils to the right.
Does anyone else see it or just Shiru?
All of you would see it.
Oh, okay.
Do I recognize the sigils?
Can we read them?
What languages do you speak?
Yes.
I should ask this. Do you speak Infernal?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you read written Infernal?
No.
Probably not.
Abyssal.
I know both.
Okay.
I think I do two. Yep.
I know Abyssal.
Okay. So anyone who knows Infernal or Abyssal can read this. As you go to look at this, the words say... Well, hang on. Let me read the description. These fiendish runes... are both in Abyssal and Infernal, and they are inlaid with a set of scales, like an image of scales. On one side of the scales, tipped all the way up, is a fiend. On the other side of the scales, tipped all the way down, is a celestial being. And the fiend looks onward at you almost like it's alive and hungry. And as you read the words, it says, "In twilight's hush, this portal looms, where celestial light and fiendish gloom. A dance of balance, precarious plight, where noble blood must feed the right. On scales of judgment, virtue's way. To tip the balance, choose the way. The celestial's favor, the fiend's desire. One noble's sacrifice shall quench the fire. With blade or vein, the offering made, the door shall yield the path displayed. But choose with care the deed profound, for noble blood on sacred ground."
You know, just once, I want to read something that's not in rhyme. You ever notice that? Every single major prophecy, rhyme. Rhyme, rhyme.
Well, if you made things clear, then everybody could do it.
Our prophecies tend to be an alliteration, if that means anything to you.
Speaking of alliterate, maybe that's why they always do it in rhyme.
Thank you, ChatGPT. I'm too dumb to make my own rhyme.
Some sort of abominable intelligence was...
So we have to sacrifice somebody, all right? So, who's noble?
Not it.
Does
this Caden guy count as noble?
Done. Dead.
Potentially.
He's joking. I don't know, he's been, him and his family have been part of the...
Can I make a religion check to get some sort of insight, or insight check?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there like
a
which one?
Intelligence?
Or history?
Check to figure this out?
Yeah, religion
or history?
Guidance.
But all I want to know is what the hell this is doing in our basement.
I guess that's what happens when you let these ass guys run around and draw on things.
Yeah, that was even with guidance. I rolled 5 plus my religion, which is, where's my religion? 6, so 11.
You said I could do history?
Yep.
No, guidance. Have you rolled yet?
I did roll it.
Oh,
I should have done history because I got +10 in history, so that would have been 15.
24.
Okay. So, just knowing the history that you know about Latigo, and what Raynor has explained to you, what you've read, you get the feeling that the noble blood must come from the nobles of this city. And the door will open when a blood sacrifice has been made.
Does that sound like a total death?
No. So are you relaying this
like
on that?
Blood drops from the dagger, thing.
Because, so like my guess is that I probably need to, you know what I don't understand? Whenever they like tell you stories about people, you know, doing a blood thing, they always cut the palm of their hand.
Yeah, that hurts.
That would make it so you'd have a difficult time like holding anything. And so I'm gonna get like the back of like the back of my forearm. So it's like bleeding kind of thing. Then like just blood smear all over wherever.
It's not sanitary.
You know, when I'm king, the first thing I'm going to do is get rid of this.
Blood sacrifices.
So as you begin,
this is home.
Pushing your arm towards the door, it's almost like your arm is like drawn towards it, and the blood begins pooling.
It's in pencil now. Sorry.
The blood begins pooling in the scale over the fiend, and you see the scale start to tip ever so slowly. And you sit there for maybe 10 minutes, just letting the blood pool.
Do you have any orange slices?
Altogether, this would have cost you 15 points worth of hit points to satisfy that blood sacrifice. It would be split with Asari.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So 14. So 7 to each of you. We'll round down. That was weird.
What was making that noise?
Water fell out of the water bottle falling over the floor.
Oh. Ghosts. It was ghosts.
The ghost is near.
Little do we know, Ryan has a cat.
We didn't tell you, we have a Ouija board here tonight.
I'm out.
Check, please. I'm out.
Grandma,
are you there?
A Ouija board?
Safe.
No, that's a stand.
You know, I think if we're here for a full 10 minutes, I would start to get antsy and... Realizing we're about to go into a fight, I'm playing with that ring in my hand that I know gives me more endurance.
Okay.
And I look at Alton. I sincerely apologize. And I slide it on. And then I just get really close and start cuddling. I put my head on his shoulder. This is nice.
As Rainer's just bleeding.
You know, I can't take anyone. Kind of surprised this is still bleeding. This is going for quite a while. Does anyone have some Gatorade and some cheese crackers?
Yeah, I was saying orange slices.
Oh, I've got some thank you. I can brew tea while we're waiting.
Right?
Scorpions at one.
Apple juice and crackers. So you need that every time you get blood. You got to get apple juice and crackers.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was always a cookies kind of guy, but
cookies,
Nutter Butters.
I like to go to the gas station and get myself some jerky.
Cool.
I'll have blood donating rituals.
Yes, yes. Thank you for coming to the blood bank. You guys can move on your way now.
My post-plasma donation process was going to McDonald's and getting a couple of McChickens.
When it's obvious that the blood is ready, Asar will cast Cure Wounds on Reyna.
Okay, sounds good. So the door, as the blood, the required sacrifice comes through.
Wait, would half of that go to you?
No.
No.
Anyway?
No.
With the warding bond?
Yeah.
It only takes damage, not healing.
Mm-hmm. But the door begins to grow a brighter red. The letters grow brighter red. And by the end, it's just glowing crimson. And it pops open.
They need to oil those hinges.
That's the second act as king.
No, I'm just going to get rid of the door altogether.
You know, actually, squeaking hinges is actually a really good warning system. Maybe they heard that.
Hello!
Looking in the room, it is dimly lit. And speaking of which, for the map, you guys are right here.
Good thing I have my goggles.
I was going to pull out my sunblade because it illuminates bright light in 15 feet and dim light for additional 15 feet.
Reminds me of a clue.
So as you pull out your blade...
I mean, I guess I could do the
it
light.
It almost seems...
Actually, I can do it up to 30 feet. So
as you pull that out, it almost seems diminished, dimmed, if you will, by this room. It's lit by, like, these faint green lights in the corners. And in the center, you see what looks to be an altar. Unlike you've ever seen before. Nothing that the Latigos would have ever had. I want whoever is proficient in religion, go ahead and make a religion check.
Guidance.
I'm going to take out the drift globe.
And I really hate what they've done with the place.
Oh, come on.
And say, I have an idea, and have it like...
ding.
Ding. Little light bulb.
14 on the religion.
Okay. Anyone else roll?
I don't know anything about religion.
I don't know if... Do I have religion?
I do not have religion.
I'd be surprised if Asar didn't.
I do not. No.
It's a nat one.
Well, that's...
So looking at this altar, you know, you kind of circle around it, and it's made completely out of the bones of humanoids.
Second thing I'm going to do is king.
I just can't wait to be king.
All right.
It's Rainer.
Can I attack one of the green lights?
Sure.
Okay, well, I try and break one of the green lights.
Your whip and stuff hits it, and nothing happens.
Oh, shit. I'm out of ideas.
If we cast Speak with Dead on the bones, can the...
No.
If you... Maybe you can cast Dispel Magic on something? I don't know.
I'm sorry. The altar, it's in front of us, to the right of us, to the left.
Right there.
Is there any words on it that I can see?
What's to the other side? That also looks like a table.
If it's made of bones, I assume not.
This?
No. In the adjacent room.
We're not towards
There's no door to that room.
Oh.
Yes. Pretend that room doesn't exist. You're only seeing this.
Oh, I thought it was like...
Where's the fog?
Protocolus. Like those are columns.
And it was the fog just of war.
An open sort of floor plan.
No, so this right here is the door.
This ain't Google.
You roll the 14. So they're made out of human bones. You ask if there's writing. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and make an investigation check.
Guidance.
Hey, there we go.
Another alternative is there is a door over there that we just deal with this later.
No. 16.
16. You do see writing. Also written in Infernal and Abyssal. And it says, you know, along the bottom, to the sacrifice of the lady, our mistress, Ivalisi.
To the sacrifice.
Oh? Was there blood on the altar?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's old, stained, but nothing fresh.
What does it taste like?
Wonderful.
Who wants to be sacrificed to Ivalisi?
Why would you want to be sacrificed to Ivalisi? You want to go kill her.
The altar is made out of human bones.
Yes. Humanoid.
What if I just take a piss on the altar?
That's a good way to summon the Ivalisi, and then we
then
have
we can
the
kill her.
The flask. We put her in the flask. I'm for it.
You know, I hadn't thought of that. Good thinking, people.
We desecrate the altar with acts of kindness and goodness.
just destroy the altar.
We plant flowers.
No. Well, they wilt.
We tip over the altar.
Who is very strong? Just take it apart. It's not in use.
Is the altar bones or the altar stone?
It's bones.
It's bones?
I guess.
And they tell you nothing.
Fire bones. See what happens.
Scatter some bones.
So you cast the firebolt, and it's like almost absorbed by the altar.
That's ominous. I don't like it.
So if I just walk over there, take a bone and remove it.
You could try. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah, I'm going to take a bone. I'm going to pick it up and try to remove it.
So you try to pull on this, and it doesn't give way whatsoever.
I say that this is a waste of time. Let's continue on.
Next room.
Can I try to scratch out the words with a dagger? Just see if that does anything.
Right to Gilgamesh.
Nothing happens. As you try and scratch it, it's almost impervious to your efforts.
That's what I'm curious about.
Who creates pancakes for Gilgamesh.
Even if it's a magic dagger.
Let me put it this way. It's probably best not to focus on the altar.
It's the chair.
It's there for... thematic reasons.
Yeah.
Thematic reasons.
It's not the you point say is... that, but we're gonna sit here and figure this out.
D&D cares never focus on the wrong things.
I'm going to go to the door to the next room.
Is this
a... Actually, no.
We'll label this as a bad omen.
Well, might as well go to the next door. What's the hold up, trainer?
Nothing good happens from blood sacrifices.
Pass with that. It's a concentration. You would lose your protection of good people.
Yeah, I know.
Slam!
That's the difficulty.
All right. You know what?
I'm going to chance it. Pass without a trace. Let's go.
Okay. I don't slam the door.
So as you approach this other door, it seems very... very fine craftsmanship. Nothing that you would have seen in Latigo, in the keep previously.
Yeah, because it's all crap there.
And as you look at it and kind of reach towards it, it glows green for a moment.
It's evil!
And then just opens silently. And as you walk out to the other room, you see you're in the hallway. And you know exactly where you are. You're in the hall outside of the throne room. Of the keep.
I thought we were in the basement.
You climbed a
spiral staircase to the top of the tallest tower.
Didn't say it was the tallest
tower. Forgot about the staircase.
A very tall tower.
No, I forgot about the staircase, too. Now that he said it, I'm like, oh, yeah.
I thought we were in the basement as well.
I'm so glad we were.
You guys are all making basement jokes. I'm sitting there like, you guys climbed up.
Jeez, at least someone listens at the table.
The thing is, like, the second you said you climbed a spiral staircase, I was like, oh yeah. Like, I don't know why it didn't register.
It's giving you basement vibes, I give you that.
Reyna, what was this room before Ibelisi did her renovations?
Knowing exactly what it was.
This was my bedroom.
Yeah, you really know what it was.
This was the family chapel.
Yeah.
To the gods that you primarily worshipped. And it has clearly been desecrated through fiendish ritual.
You can say that again.
What?
Where are the family jewels?
Why? They should have been, like, struck down. You know what I mean? Well, I distinctly remember seeing, like, you know, Malika and Junabi just killing random civilians for desecrating religions. But yet this is fine.
You expect the gods to be consistent?
Not only that, but
Gilgamesh.
They just had enough power. It's something.
Yeah, and that's why he's made up.
Exactly.
All right.
Anyway, sneak.
Sneak.
Sneak time.
Sneak attack.
Okay. Knowing where you're at, where would you like to go, Rainer? Everyone make a stealth check, by the way.
31. Remember, you get plus 10.
Hell yeah!
Did you get that one?
Nearly.
I got a 2.
Me too. But that's a 19.
I got a minus 1.
Well, that's...
Well, I mean... Yeah.
No, it's the passer's not a trace of buffs.
I would have gotten a 31.
Nice.
Jeez.
Rainer?
31.
36.
Beautiful.
18.
That's with the plus 10?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you did pass without a trace. It's an average of 24.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Way to bring down the average.
Bring that down.
Hey, I think you did worse.
Oh, did you?
You got 11.
Oh, it's just baggy pots and pans.
You really did
slam
that.
He's singing his own theme music?
Yeah, Shrew goes to, like, step forward and, like, trips and goes to fall in a shell, and Rainer just, like, just leg day.
Okay, first off, let's pass by the throne room. Not sure, but, you know, if they are using it and he is the one in charge, which I'm pretty sure he is, they might be there. Aside from that, there are a couple of kind of, not sure, like meeting rooms, council rooms that we can probably take a look in. But yeah, let's pass by the throne room first. And yeah, so I lead the way to like the opening of the throne room.
Perfect. So that's down here at the base.
Mm-hmm. It's all about that base.
And as you peek in, you see sitting on your family's throne, Caden. What's his face?
Victress.
Victress, thank you. Just sitting there, hand on his, or chin in his hand, just thinking.
Do you want me to hit him with the poison dart?
Fuck that guy.
Because I have them. I have poison darts. It's what we did last time.
I could tell. I mean, it might help. Right, it might help for those who can go invisible to go invisible now.
Well, let's all go invisible.
Wide smile.
I guess I'll do the Sheru thing.
No.
Hello there.
No. You do not. I see you trying to go for it, and like I whisper,
the past
to, like,
without
my,
a trace. Like,
I whisper to like my
mouth.
my magic rope, and I have it like wind around your mouth.
No.
Animated rope.
No. Listen. I am going to go in there, kind of, you know, present myself because we are going to be trying to talk to this man on an actual level. So please just don't be
you.
Yes.
You can just see it now. You walk in there. My name is Rainer Latigo. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yes.
So who can go invisible?
Not me.
I can for 1 minute.
Okay, and then you can?
I'm going to start with lesser invisibility.
Kay. The other four of us, I'll turn invisible.
Well, I don't want to be invisible. I'm trying to go in. I'm trying to go in, like.
I'm not doing the 1 minute.
I'm going to prepare myself behind Rainer and kind of be like, I'll let him lead. But I pull out my bag of holding, my haversack, my magic circle. I don't pull it out, but I get ready to pull out my magic circle carpet.
Who wants to be invisible then?
Like, if the rest of you want to go invisible and just come in behind me while I try and talk to him, that would be. I don't think that's an awful idea.
So, me. Who else?
We are, like, whispering this, like, being very sneaky
about
it.
Just two of us?
I mean, Seth said he wanted if he can.
You might have to. I know, but he's up for a minute.
Very well, but there's squares.
No, if you're willing to cast it.
Yeah, I'm going to. That it? Just us two?
I think Asar would want to be invisible too, right?
Actually, Asar might want to stay out.
Or are Asar and Rainer approaching him together?
There's 15.
I'm
going to
make sure he'll be invisible whether he wants to or not.
With the rope around.
So
15.
I could put him in the hole.
Yeah. So, Sarah, do you want to be invisible?
No.
I don't have invisibility.
No, I can make you invisible.
Oh. Yeah, but as soon as I cast a spell or something.
So, you cast invisibility on
Sarah
as well?
It's just to be, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can use that.
Okay, four of us. Got it. Done.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you guys done preparing?
Yes.
Okay. I will let you walk in, say what you're going to say, and then we'll end the session there.
Gosh. What is that? What is that in the finger that you said? Gandalf says that he goes this way.
The courtesy of your father is somewhat lessened of late.
We need a new interior decorator.
Caden Victress, I've come to bargain. So I walk in, like, the doors are wide open, so they come in invisible behind me. And
we'll just stay back.
Like, I walk about halfway into the room.
Okay. Sheru does not stay back, and he walks pretty close as invisible.
Just so you know, it's 75 feet across the whole room.
That's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, he's, Caden isn't doing anything.
Okay.
I'm sneaking, but I'm also,
I mean, he could
like,
be invisible for an hour.
You can't do that. But yeah, so you walk in and begin side, saying what you say. And with that, we will end the session. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to Roll Fair. If you want to dress luxuriously like me, check out our merch store. And if you'd like to seek out a public audience with me, you can leave a comment on our social media. Toodaloo!